My degree I got in Prague, in Czech Republic, but I studied in South Korea, in Seoul for 1 year. Then I did a course in Paris, in France. It was a very short one, but it was a very nice experience. Plus, then I ended like professionally now in Switzerland.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Cut Talk. My name is Jörg Lantsch, and in this podcast, we are talking about computer-aided design, from software to hardware, and from actual technology to future developments. Today, my guest is Ruzhena Ebi-Zhenoldova. An architect and CAD BIM specialist based in Zurich, Switzerland. Hi, Ruzhena.
Hi, thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, the audience may already guess it. You're not originally born in Switzerland. And in the conversation we had last week, you told me you had quite an interesting, truly international career from the education. Probably we'll start with this part of your professional experience.
Okay. So I was born in Prague, in Czech Republic. My mom is actually from Slovakia, so I didn't mention that. So yeah. And then my degree I got in Prague, in Czech Republic, but I studied in South Korea, in Seoul for 1 year. Then I did a course in Paris, in France. It was a very short one, but it was a very nice experience. Plus, then I ended like professionally now in Switzerland.
In general, you work for a medium-sized architecture firm?
Yeah, so I would say that for the Swiss standard, it's actually pretty like a big architecture firm because we are about 80 people and mostly like architects.
So you started there with typical what somebody who's not from architecture would think the typical work would be with creating, designing buildings or plans for buildings. So the designing phase for the architect, right?
Yeah.
And then you moved on. Tell me about it.
Exactly. So actually, so I graduated from the university like 9 years ago. And for most of the time, I was the classical architect, like doing the exactly like designing. But already some years ago, I decided to like switch a bit more into like a BIM and a CAD, like a computer-aided design direction. And I would say that the fully transformation I did like last year, that the job that I'm doing right now, it doesn't include really like the designing part, that I'm basically only the CAD specialist and BIM coordinator. So yeah, no designing.
Do you think that this is something related to your age? You're very young, of course. If you started your career 9 years ago only, compared to the average architect, which probably is between in his 40s or 50s. So do you think the younger people are more easier when it comes to technological new things?
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah, I was reading even like some book about the digitalization in general and how actually like how the age of the people influence the transformation into the digitalization. And even based on my experiences, because I work with pretty like a lot of people because I work for the like one specific team, but at the same time I'm helping like other teams in the firm. So you can really see the difference in the age that I would say like a people around like a certain and or younger, they are like super flexible and they are not like a focus only on the one solution. It's not that, so they're, yeah, I think the word the flexible is the best one that describes it, that they kind of like see, okay, let's try this, or the other day we can try something else. And they are not fixed on one solution. But then like a bit like older people around like 40s or older, they kind of like their way how to do things, and they don't like to try something new. Not like they like to try something new, but they kind of need the way how to do it. And they are not this like a fluent and like a flexible to be open like every day to something new. But at the same time, yeah, I don't think so. It's necessarily like a bad. It's just like very different. And it's really interesting how to see, you see in the age where it's exactly like the line where the people are much more flexible. And then people who prefer like the certain path how to do things.
They need some advice or consultancy. And that's exactly what you do for your team, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Coming back to BIM as a idea or technology or model, it's well around for some time. But when talking to people a lot of them are skeptical or reluctant and say it's, well, it's a lot of work and we don't know where's the benefit, the real benefit. Mm-hmm. From your international experience, from Czech Republic, from your education, Korea, Paris, very short, as you mentioned, and now Switzerland, is it different in different countries? I know that in Germany, we have by law all infrastructure programs have to be completely in BIM.
Yeah. Well, definitely, like, each country has a bit different approach. So, yeah, I can speak for, like, kind of, like, a bit for the Czech Republic and for the Switzerland, I would say. So, for example, in Switzerland, there is not really, like, a by law that you have to do the projects in BIM. So there are some, like, guidelines. There are some, like, not even, like, a norm that you have to do things in a certain way. But on the other hand, for example, in Czech Republic, I think it was in 2016 that the government kind of like agreed on making the concept how to implement BIM. And from the certain size of the projects for the state, it will be necessary to do it in BIM. It's not yet. I know it should be, 2020 something. But at the same time, the whole process, because you have to even like think about the education of the people, the education at the universities. So I know that they are still like working on this concept, and soon it should be that all the like a public big projects, from the certain size, they will have to be in BIM. But in Switzerland, it's not like that. And at the same time, Switzerland, I think most of the, or I don't know how our listeners know Switzerland, but Switzerland is divided in cantons. So each canton has different regulations, plus then each like Gemeinde, like the area, has a different approach as well. So as you said, I'm based in Zurich. Right now, actually, I work on the projects for City of Zurich, so I can really like see how the BIM implementation is going. So the project I'm working on is one of the like a pilot projects that the city really tries to kind of like define what kind of standards they want to get from the architecture offices or from the engineers. So for me, it's super interesting. And for sure, I can say that Switzerland, the Swiss people are very like precise, and they are very not old-fashioned, but traditional. So they like to kind of really like think a lot before they will implement some things, or they want to really like be sure how to do it. So they're a bit like a traditionalist, I would say. But at the same time, I can see really like, so I live in Switzerland since 8 years. When I arrived, I hardly used BIM, but now really the last 2-3 years, it's kind of like a boom that you can really like see that the big offices, that is kind of like a standard. And you see even a lot of like a public events that you can join where people are discussing the BIM.
So the traditional approach, I think it's very similar to Germany.
Yes.
And sticking to rules also.
Exactly.
But when it comes to digitalization, I had a guest last month who told me that the advantage or the payback of the BIM is very often in the later phases of an AEC project.
Exactly.
When it comes to really construction and things like this. And you as an architect in the beginning or in the first phases of the project have to do a lot of work and do not get the benefit, at least in terms of money. Is this right? And is this a point of view the architect share?
No, I must agree that I think it's exactly like that, that you kind of have to invest at the beginning of the project to really make the good foundation, to really like think how to make the structure of the models, with whom will you work, what kind of platforms you would use. So, and you only benefit from it like later in the stages of the project. And of course, I think it depends a lot on the size of the project. And one of my biggest issue is as well that depends how big is the company, and if you already have the know-how in the company, even at the early stage of the projects, or if, when you are like a smaller firm or smaller company, and you don't really have those like know-how. So yeah, you would see the benefit even like later.
So tell me a little bit more about the work together with your colleagues. So you said the older ones are more traditional, and older is above 40. You said, oh God, I'm really old. are they like, well, no, I don't want to do it? Or are they, yes, we have to go this way. Digitalization is very important and we need you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good question, I must say. So I think it's very important that the company has the goal, if the whole company wants to implement BIM or not. because the months it's like a set from the like a higher hierarchy that you have to use the BIM, you have to educate yourself. Then it's kind of like a clear for the whole team to be kind of like more open. If it's like a not that you don't have that like a support from the like the partners or from the like a like a leading of the company, then it's even I would say like harder. So I have both experiences. And for example, so now where I work now, it's exactly that the company decided we go into BIM and the whole digitalization, not only like a BIM, but like the CAD and other things. And they are really like interested in it. So they even are like open to educate the employees. And then, yeah. So I work now, for example, with a team of like 15 architects. This is my like core team, I would say. And you can see that some architects are more like... I want to do the designing part. I don't care about modeling. Mm-hmm. And my position is, I totally understand you're an architect. Let's find the easiest way to make your work done. And so you have to be kind of like a bit of like a coach and be positive and kind of like support the people that you always find a good solution for them. And then it works. But for sure, they are like I would say a bit older architects who are a bit more, I don't want to be so like mean, but yeah, let's say over 40, that they are a bit more that they know the time when they only draw everything in the 2D and it was kind of simpler. They didn't need to deal with any collisions of the models and they would like to stick with that. But if there is, from the above, like, okay, we are doing this 3D thing, then they are open, they are more open as well. And and at the same time, I think it's important if you have the bigger team to have the person like me, that the people, that every person has the, like a support, that if they are stuck, if they don't know how to do something, they know that they can come for the help. And I think that's super important because otherwise you can be really stuck at one moment and then you don't know how to do things. Your computer is crashing all the time because you did something stupid in the models. And I think it's really like important to have the support in the team that you will always find some solution.
Do you all also experience like positive feedback that an architect after a while says, well, that's so cool or helpful, it makes it easier, I'm really now convinced to go for it?
They really like when they see the result and they can really like see that it helped them with something, it helped them to do better decision. Then you get really like a nice feedback, or that to change something is much more easier because you see it together with the models from the plumber or from the statiker or something. So if you really see the result while you are doing this all 3D thing, then you get the feedback, oh yeah, that's great. Okay. But at the same time, still it's important that even that my colleagues, that they can use all the tools, that they see the benefits.
So if I would have been educated as architect, I most likely or for sure would have started with paper and drawings on paper, and all plans would have been on papers, because when I have been at university, the computer, personal computer, just have been introduced. So if you then look into the future, how long would you say, or would you estimate it will take until there's no question? There's that an architect starts his work and is not even thinking about, let's do it in 2D.
Okay, well, I think here it's important to say that actually I still, I use a lot of sketches by hand as well. And I'm not like against that, because you can be actually much more faster to do some like a quick sketches, or if you want to try out something, that you are quicker than to model it. And only when you are sure that you go in this direction, then to switch to the computer and to model it in the 3D. Mm-hmm. So I don't think actually, so I don't think that we will totally eliminate this like a phase of real like hand sketching or doing something in the 3D. And at the same time, I think it's important to say that for the BIM modeling, it really makes sense to do the modeling till the scale 1 to 50. And then, of course, that then you have some like technical details, for example, even 1 to 2. And those things you have to draw in 2D anyway, because to do it in the 3D, it's not even like possible, or it would take literally like ages. So I don't think so that necessary the 2D will totally disappear. But maybe to your question that the 3D would be real like a standard that you use it always. Yeah, I still think it will take some years, but not that long anymore.
Okay, you for sure in your career, you will see it, huh?
But
That.
yeah, I think because, for example, if you have really very small project and you are not so like skilled with the modeling, then I'm not sure if it's a really good idea to try to do everything in a 3D. But for example, then for me, if I would still do some designing that I think I will still do in the future, then for me it's much quicker to do everything in the 3D because I can even to discuss it with the client and to try different versions. It's just like a much quicker in 3D for me.
So, but sort of you're mainly doing houses from small living houses to hospitals and things like this. And these are all in your firm, are all done in BIM with a BIM model behind it, right?
So my specialty is that I really work on the big projects, really
On the
like a
big projects.
big
Okay, big.
like a school for 1,000 students or apartment housing for like with 200 apartments. But actually, yeah, I have one experience from the last year that I was involved in a very nice project, a small hut in the mountains. And actually, we partly do it with BIM or like with the 3D modeling because there were so many like details and angles that you wanted to see. And we already, yeah, we for sure like saw the benefits there with the 3D, even though it was super small. But to answer your question, the company where I'm now, not all the projects are in BIM yet. Because, for example, some projects they started years ago, and at the time they didn't really have all the knowledges at the company yet. But based on my knowledge, I would say that like every new project starting there would be with BIM now.
Back to my first question with how long will it take? Is it, let's say, in 10 years, all architecture firms of your size would do every building from a one family house to a large school or hospital in BIM?
Yeah, I would say it's more like 2, 3 years.
Okay, good. So.
But to really like answer the question, I think it's I must say it's great that we have really like the whole team of the people like I am, like the CAD and BIM specialist, that we even like make kind of like a plan for the firm, what kind of tools to use and how to develop and so. And if you have the team like that's great. But if you don't have it, then yeah, I think it's a bit harder. But I'm sure like in the company where I am, it's really like a matter of 2, 3 years max.
Good. Thank you very much. I think that's a good closing for our episode for today. I've forgotten one thing in the beginning. You're a podcaster as well, and we put your podcast in the show notes. I think there are some episodes in English as well.
Yes. So far, there are only three. There were more, and more will come for sure.
Good.
So, yeah.
So what's the name of the podcast?
The name of the podcast is Good Vintage.
So I will put it in the show notes, and Ruzhena, thanks again for
Thank you
this
so
very
much.
interesting interview. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I hope this episode was interesting for you. If you have any feedback or critics, I'm very open. Just drop me a line. Easiest would be per email at info@cuttalk.de. And if you haven't done so, just hit the subscribe button and we hear again next month. For today, I just say goodbye and have a nice day.